I even forgot a lot of. No, I excelled in English.
Ah.
In grammar school.
You liked it.
But I forgot it.
Yeah.
I just never followed up with it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And talking to various people, I forgot a lot of my English. I do an awful lot of. I've been called on to make an awful lot of speeches.
Yeah.
And I always try to prepare a speech and then try to memorize the biggest part of it. You know, mm-hmm. I always ask Tony or Joey to listen to it and then make any corrections or subtractions, you know, subtract that from it. And I even forgot that.
I think you speak very well. You're very clear, very direct.
Well, for a man that had the education I had,
for anybody. Listen,
but
so you liked English then?
Yes, I did. I liked English, arithmetic, and spelling.
Uh-huh.
Now, when it comes to figures, I'll compare myself with anybody in figures.
Ah.
Because I've been, every job that I had, I worked with figures.
Yeah.
And I kept at it.
Yeah.
See, and I'm starting to forget a little bit of those things.
Sure. Well, anything you're not using, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't remember it. Do you remember any of your English teachers in particular?
No, I don't.
None that you liked a lot.
I had only in high school. I had the English teacher, and I was in there for a short time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was in high school for a short time,
right.
So I wouldn't remember.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Can you think of anybody you know who uses English real well that you would think of as a really good speaker?
Yes, my son.
Ah.
I think my son's got a marvelous vocabulary if he's seriously speaking to somebody.
Right.
He uses words that I would never think of using.
Uh-huh.
But he has, to my estimation, and my daughter, Tony, another fellow by the name of Jim. He's an administrative assistant to Congressman Morgan Murphy.
Ah.
He's your congressman also, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And he happens to be a good friend of mine.
Uh-huh. I didn't realize he worked for Murphy. I thought he worked for someone else.
No.
My ex-husband used to play ball for him years ago.
That's right. I was coaching.
The Sun Dodgers?
That's right.
No kidding.
Oh, sure.
I wonder when were you doing that? I wonder if you did it when he was playing there. In the early 50s?
Oh, I started with the Sun Dodgers in 36.
Uh-huh.
But I remember Herm Dopper in the 50s.
Yeah.
He was a good ball player.
Oh, yeah. He was real good.
Yeah. Sure. I had a lot to do with the Sun Dodgers.
How about that? I'll have to ask him if he remembers you. Do you think Fitzgibbons is a pretty good speaker? Have you ever consciously tried to change your speech yourself?
Oh, I've tried, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I try to better my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
How about pronunciation?
That is something that I'm very, very conscious of.
Uh-huh.
My pronunciation.
Can you tell me what things in particular you pay attention to or you're aware of?
No, offhand I couldn't, but
mm-hmm.
Depending on who I am conversing with,
mm-hmm.
Then whatever comes to my mind, I say. If I'm
right.
speaking to somebody, real, real good friends of mine. But if I'm speaking to somebody, a highly educated man, I'm very, very cautious as to the words I use. And,
yeah.
And I do a little thinking before I open my mouth.
Yeah. Okay, that's real interesting. Tell me, did you have any thoughts on Watergate when all that was going on?
No, I thought it was just something that they publicized too much and was way out of line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't the best thing that happened, but I thought they...